You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, December 19, 2021. Holidays in the sun. E&Ps bask in the warmth of strong third-quarter profits, cash flows. Published by Nick Caccioni. It may seem like a strange turn of phrase, but the best way to describe the E&P sector's recent round of quarterly earnings calls is a celebration of remarkable climate change. Buffeted and nearly swamped over the past few years by price volatility, investor revolt, regulatory restrictions, and a global pandemic, oil and gas producers finally have the opportunity to bask amid robust returns in an increasingly sunny economic environment. E&Ps are enjoying higher profits and massive free cash flow, raising their dividends, and looking forward to 2022 with renewed optimism. In today's RBN blog, we outline the dramatic recovery of E&Ps since mid-2020, examine the surge in third-quarter results, and look ahead to the next round of earnings calls this winter. Given the recent results, it's hard to remember how gloomy the outlook seemed for oil and gas producers just 18 months ago. We documented the threat to survival from low prices and a high-cost structure in our April 2020 blog Eve of Destruction and analyzed the tsunami of impairment charges and a looming cash flow crisis in spring breakdown 3 months later. In those dark times, the best prospects seemed to be a long, slow, U-shaped recovery spanning 2 years. Remarkably, a faster-than-expected rebound in the economy and rising commodity prices triggered a V-shaped recovery for E&P profits. Per-unit profits for the 37 E&P companies we monitor soared from second-quarter 2020 lows to a 3-year high by the first quarter of 2021. Buoyed by higher oil and gas prices, producers as a group, in the third quarter of 2021 posted profits nearly double the level in the first quarter of 2019 and cash flows were 33% higher. Both measures significantly exceeded the 24% increase in realizations over the first quarter of 2019, a reflection of the new financial and operating cost discipline embraced by E&P managements. The change in results from the second quarter to the third quarter of 2021 reflects that higher pricing and capital and operating cost discipline. The 37 companies in our E&P universe earned a combined $23.4 billion in operating profits in the third quarter and generated operating cash flows of $34.5 billion, a 43% gain in profits and 21% increase in cash flows over the second quarter. Natural gas prices surged in the third quarter, increasing 45% at Henry Hub to $4.29 per million BTU, while Appalachian prices rose even more. Oil prices were a modest 7% higher at $70.63 per barrel for the WTI contract over the same period. Realized prices, or revenue, for the E&Ps increased 16% to $40.83 per barrel of oil equivalent, or BOE, in the third quarter, while lifting costs inched only 3% higher to $10.55 per BOE because of a 21% gain in price-related production taxes. DD&A, depreciation, depletion, and amortization expenses were down 8.7% to $9.34 per BOE, and impairment and exploration charges had minimal effect. Pioneer Natural Resources exemplifies the sunny situation we've been describing. CEO Scott Sheffield said during the company's earnings call that the third quarter was one of the best quarters in Pioneer's 25-year history, with free cash flow of $1.1 billion, and that the company forecast free cash flow of $35 billion over the next 5 years. Conoco Phillips posted the largest profit at $3.7 billion and the highest cash flow at $5.4 billion. On a per-unit basis, Oasis Petroleum was the most profitable of the 37 E&Ps we track, with earnings of $38.52 per BOE in the third quarter, while Matador Resources generated the largest per-unit cash flow at $46.48 per BOE. The diversified E&Ps posted earnings of $24.70 per BOE, or 3% more than their oil-weighted E&P counterparts. But the oil-weighted E&P's 36% quarter-over-quarter earnings growth rate edged out the diversified E&P's 34%, while the gas-weighted E&P's earned only $11.83 per BOE, that was more than double the gas group's second-quarter results. Oil and gas production by the E&P's rose 2.4% to 1.14 billion BOE. The gas-weighted E&P's led the way on the production front, growing output by 7% to 353.5 million BOE. The oil-weighted E&Ps managed to eke out a 2% gain in production to 362.7 million BOE, while output for the diversified E&Ps fell 0.5% to 424.4 million BOE. ConocoPhillips was the largest producer in the third quarter in our E&P universe at 142 million BOE. Earthstone Energy and SM Energy each grew their output by 15% during the third quarter to 2.4 million BOE and 14.3 million BOE, respectively. The 13 oil-weighted E&Ps we tracked generated a 13% gain in per-unit revenue to $49.60 per BOE, which resulted in $8.7 billion, or $24.02 per BOE in pre-tax income and $13.7 billion, or $37.87 per BOE in cash flow. Companies in this peer group benefited from the 7% gain in WTI prices to $70.63 per barrel, and some profited from the 51% gain in natural gas prices at the Waha Hub to $3.99 per million BTU. Every company in the peer group was more profitable in the third quarter, with gains over the second quarter ranging from 15% to 106%. Lifting costs rose 83 cents per BOE to $11.73 per BOE, as production costs rose 5% and production taxes increased by 15%. That was offset by a $1.70 per BOE decline in DD&A expenses to $13.07 per BOE. Impairment and exploration expenses combined for 77 cents per BOE, or 24 cents per BOE higher than in the second quarter. EOG Resources and Pioneer Natural Resources were neck and neck for the largest earnings in the peer group at $2.077 billion and $2.066 billion, respectively. The surge in earnings triggered Pioneer's initial variable dividend of $3.02 per share, which augmented its base dividend of 56 cents per share. The company stated in its third quarter earnings presentation that it expects to pay nearly $20 per share in dividends in 2022, 9 times its 2020 dividend. Occidental Petroleum, or Oxy, posted the largest cash flow in the peer group at $3.5 billion, which it used to help pay down more than $4.4 billion in debt during the third quarter. On a per-unit basis, Callon Petroleum posted the highest profit and cash flow at $35.36 per BOE and $45.16 per BOE, respectively. Oil and gas production by the oil-weighted peer group increased by about 2% to 362.68 million BOE as 10 of the 13 companies in the group posted production gains, with two reporting declines and one company flat with the prior quarter. Oxy was the peer group's largest producer at 108.2 million BOE, while Earthstone Energy grew production by 15% in the third quarter to 4.1 million BOE. The 15 diversified E&Ps we track earned $10.5 billion, or $24.55 per BOE, and generated $15 billion, $35.21 per BOE, in cash flow during the third quarter. The greatest influence on profits and cash flow was the 12.3% increase in realized prices to $47.18 per BOE. Realized prices were driven by the aforementioned 7% gain in WTI oil prices and a 45% gain in Henry Hub quotes. Lifting costs were up 2.3% to $11.97 per BOE, as a 33% increase in production taxes more than offset a 3% decline in production costs. DD&A expenses fell 7% to $10.38 per BOE. Exploration and impairment charges had a minimal impact on financial results. ConocoPhillips was the largest earner in the diversified peer group at $3.7 billion and generated $5.4 billion in cash flow. The company returned nearly $1.8 billion to shareholders in the third quarter and repaid $319 million in debt. Two other companies, Devon Energy and Ovintiv, earned more than $1 billion during the quarter. The results emboldened Devon Energy to announce a new $1 billion share repurchase program in addition to its fixed and variable dividend strategy. Ovintiv is currently returning 25% of its free cash flow to shareholders after the payment of its base dividend, through share buybacks and a variable dividend until it reduces its debt to $3 billion. It's currently $4.7 billion, once that debt reduction target is met. The company plans to increase its payments to shareholders to 50% of free cash flow. On a per-unit basis, Oasis Petroleum posted the highest profit at $38.52 per BOE, while Matador Resources generated the largest cash flow at $46.48 per BOE. Oil and gas production for the 15 diversified E&Ps was down 2 million BOE to 424.4 million BOE. ConocoPhillips continues to be the largest producer in the peer group at 142 million BOE, or about three times the output of runner-up Devon Energy. SM Energy grew its output 15% in the third quarter to 14.3 million BOE, the largest percentage gain of any company in the peer group. The nine gas-weighted E&Ps we monitor had a banner quarter, posting a combined $4.2 billion profit that was more than double the peer group's earnings in the previous quarter. The gain was driven by a surge in natural gas prices. While Henry Hub prices were up 45%, Appalachian gas prices rose even more, including the near doubling of quotes at Tennessee Gas Pipeline Zone 4, a Marcellus Shale benchmark. Cash flow for the gas-weighted group at $5.8 billion was nearly 80% higher than in the second quarter. Realized oil and gas prices were just under $24 per BOE, 37% higher than the $17.48 per BOE posted in the second quarter. Costs were little changed as third quarter lifting costs were 2 cents per BOE lower at $7.63 per BOE, despite a 28% gain in production taxes to 50 cents per BOE. DD&A expenses were 7 cents per BOE higher at $4.20 per BOE. Impairments and exploration expenses amounted to 31 cents per BOE, compared with 18 cents per BOE in the second quarter. EQT Resources was the largest gas-weighted earner in the third quarter at $727 million, about $100 million more than Antero Resources. EQT also generated the largest cash flow at $1.2 billion. On a per-unit basis, Chesapeake Energy reported the highest earnings and cash flow at $14.95 per BOE and $20.68 per BOE, respectively due to its 16% oil production weighting, which is well in excess of the peer group average of 3%. Chesapeake is planning to return 50% of its free cash flow to shareholders via a base and variable dividend. It also announced a $1 billion share repurchase program that it intends to fulfill over 24 months. Oil and gas production for the peer group grew 7% over the second quarter at 353.5 million BOE. Seven of the nine companies in the peer group increased output while two companies saw their production fall. EQT was not only the largest producer in the peer group at 82.5 million BOE, it also increased production at the fastest pace, gaining 14% versus the second quarter. Despite the downdraft in oil and gas prices in recent weeks because of concerns about the Omicron COVID-19 variant, oil and gas prices are still expected to be higher in the fourth quarter than in the third quarter. Consequently, we expect profits for the 37 companies in our universe to exceed the $23.4 billion they earned in the third quarter. With oil prices 9% higher than in the third quarter, and with natural gas prices gaining another 15% so far this quarter, we would expect gas-weighted E&Ps to outperform the oil-weighted and diversified E&Ps again in the fourth quarter. We also think that the massive free cash flow that many E&Ps have been enjoying the past few months may spur a spate of merger and acquisition activity in early 2022. Holidays in the Sun was written by Steve Jones, Johnny Rotten, Paul Cook, and Sid Vicious. It appears as the first song on side one on the Sex Pistols' debut album, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. It was released as the fourth single from the album in October 1977. Recorded at Wessex Sound Studio in London in June 1977, the Chris Thomas-produced single went to number 8 on the UK charts but failed to chart in the US. Personnel on the record were Johnny Rotten on lead vocals, Steve Jones on guitar, bass, and backing vocals, and Paul Cook on drums. Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols was recorded between October 1976 and August 1977 at Wessex Sound Studios, with Chris Thomas producing and Bill Price engineering. The LP was released in October 1977 in the UK and November 1977 in the US. It went to number 1 on the UK albums chart and number 106 on the Billboard 200 albums chart, which says a lot about the resistance the US music business had to punk rock at that time. Four singles were released from the LP. The fact that Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America says a lot about the quality and resilience of the album in spite of no radio airplay or marketing in the US at the time of its release. The Sex Pistols were an English punk rock band formed in London in 1975 by Johnny Rotten, Steve Jones, Paul Cook, and Glenn Matlock. Matlock was replaced by Sid Vicious in 1977. Under the management of Malcolm McLaren, the band created controversies that led to massive negative press coverage for them. Ultimately, it would lead to the band breaking up after a 12-day concert tour of the US in 1978. The Sex Pistols released one studio album and 14 singles. there have been several live bootlegs released, and various band members appeared on the Great Rock and Roll Swindle soundtrack album. The Sex Pistols have reunited at various times, touring with Rotten, Jones, Cook, and Matlock. Johnny Rotten is now a painter and is retired from the music business. Jones has a popular daily radio show called Jonesy's Jukebox. Cook is the drummer for Man Ray's, and Matlock plays bass with Slinky Vagabond. Vicious died in February 1979 in New York City. In November 2006, the Sex Pistols were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The band rejected the award and refused to attend the induction ceremony.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.